Welcome to another episode of the Fertility Freak Podcast, where we help couples who are struggling to get pregnant to unblock their fertility so that they can start the family of their dreams. My name is Michelle Tillman, your fertility expert, and today we are exploring a crucial topic: how to protect your peace while you're navigating the challenges of trying to conceive and have your miracle baby. So trying to conceive, listen, from my journey and from the women who I work with, it is absolutely so emotional, filled with moments where you're feeling hopeful, then you go to frustrated, and like everything in between. So it is important that you acknowledge and honor the feelings that you have as a part of your journey. And so today I want to give you some practical strategies and draw from the spiritual insights God has given me to help you maintain peace and resilience throughout. Okay, so the first thing we're going to start with is you need to understand your emotional landscape. Okay, here's what it is: an emotional landscape. It's like a map of how you feel inside. So it's going to include your emotions like happiness, sadness, worry, hope, especially on your journey to becoming a parent. So why it's important to know and understand your feelings inside of your emotional landscape is because you get to know yourself better. It's like looking at a picture of your heart and your emotions. And when you can name what your emotions are, when you can understand what they are, it's like a feeling of hopeful or feeling frustrated. You can handle them better when you can name them. Okay. And it is okay to feel different emotions. Even in the Bible, Psalm 34:18 says that God is close to those who are sad or feeling broken. And this means that you are not alone in your feelings, and it's okay to talk about them. So some practical things you can do is when you feel overwhelmed, I know this sounds basic, but listen, we hear things and we learn things, but you don't truly have an understanding of something until you're doing it. Okay. So when you feel overwhelmed, make sure you stop and start doing deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, in for six, out for five, in for five, out for four. Literally, this helps to change and regulate your nervous system. This is something we have to stop and practice doing in the moment. And then you also have to be willing to talk to somebody that you trust. It's important for you to give yourself time to feel your emotions and then find ways to bring them down. And this helps you stay strong and focused on your journey. But also, don't forget, as you're, you know, doing the deep breathing and things like that and praying, you know, worshiping, speak to someone that you trust, okay? Because even when things are tough, holding on to hope and processing your emotions properly can help you stay positive. And remember, emotions are a part of this journey, okay? So understanding them helps us grow stronger as we are enduring this season. Okay, the second thing I want you to do is to set boundaries and have self-care. Okay, I know that that's thrown out all the time, but this is serious and I need you to take it serious in this journey, okay? Setting boundaries and prioritizing your self-care is vital, because if you want to preserve your emotional well-being during these highs and lows, you have got to guard your heart. Like the word says, Proverbs 4:23, above else, all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So if you don't take care of this heart and this heart posture that you need to have, if you don't take care of the heart posture that you need to have, it is going to make it so much harder to navigate, okay? So starting with those boundaries, your boundaries need to be like a personal invisible fence that protects your time, your energy, your feelings, and it should help you decide like what is okay and what is not okay for you, okay? It's important that you set your boundaries because it helps you to take care of yourself. It helps you to say, this is how I want to be treated. This is how I want to feel, and respect yourself enough to actually stick to the boundaries that you create. Like, for example, you can set a boundary of deciding, okay, how long you're going to talk about your fertility journey with others. Like, for example, if you open up to someone and you start talking and they just want to keep going and going and giving all their two cents, you could say, okay, you know what? Thank you so much for allowing me to speak with you about how I'm feeling. I'm ready to talk about something else now. Like, that's a boundary. You can set the limits on how much time that you talk with someone, how much time you spend on social media, how many days you're going to be sad. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, I have a friend, and I'll never forget this. She will always say, you know what? I give myself permission to be sad and cry, and I will give myself 2 days. After those 2 days, I don't allow myself to sit there anymore. And for some people, you're thinking, one, oh my gosh, I'm sad way more than 2 days. And then some of you are thinking, 2 days, that's too long to be. Well, hey, this is why it's personal boundaries, and you decide. And she, I will never forget like how she just said, okay, you know, I was sad. I got my 2 days in. I didn't do anything. I moped around. I prayed. I cried. I worshiped. But I'm moving forward, and I'm not going to allow myself to stay there. So you have to decide, what does that look like for you? Okay. It means well for you to protect your heart and set these healthy boundaries. So you have got to start by identifying what is important to you and where do you need more space or time. And then the biggest thing is communicating your boundaries kindly but firmly with other people. And it is totally okay for you to say no when something does not feel right, okay? Did you just start taking your basal body temperature, but you're struggling to remember to take it every morning at the same time? I get it. And that's why I'm recommending to you Temp Drop. I send it to all of my clients because it's actually a wearable sensor and you sleep with it. So you can track your temperatures effortlessly, even if you have an irregular schedule or a restless night. Don't worry about it. If you're snoozing your alarm too much, no stress. You're just going to get the accurate data from Temp Drop. So I want you to go to tempdrop.com. Use code AFFertilityFreak for 15% off. This is going to make charting so much easier for you and consistent. Again, that's TEMPDROP.com and use code AFFertilityFreak for 15% off. Are you tired of waiting months for a doctor's appointment, or even worse, begging your doctor for more answers? Sis, I see you. And I want you to remember that faith without works is dead. So let me give you some work to start right now. This is why I love the Prove Complete Fertility Testing System, because it's going to empower you to take action. Like right now, go ahead and order this, because not only is it going to help you find your 6 fertile days, it's going to confirm ovulation more than just an LH strip, okay, and uncover what's really going on with your hormones. They give you a complete report once you're done with this test to let you know exactly what all of your hormones are doing and then what you need to do about it. This is all from home in just 10 minutes a day. Matter of fact, this is exactly what I ship all of my clients so that they can get quick answers without waiting on their doctor. So I want you to visit provetest.com and use code Fertility Freak for 15% off. That's PROOVTEST.com. And that's code Fertility Freak for 15% off. Let's partner our prayers with the plan and try smarter with Prove. And in addition to setting those boundaries, we talked about self-care. Self-care, all it really means is you doing things that recharge you. Like if taking a walk recharge you, take a walk, or reading a book, or spending time with loved ones who support you. It's about filling your own cup. So yes, yeah, some people think it means massages and getting your nails done and getting your hair done. But that, if that doesn't fill your cup, then don't use that as your self-care. You have got to really sit down. And again, this goes back to knowing yourself. What fills your cup? I hate getting my nails done. I like the result of how it looks. You know, I'm online, I'm doing videos, I'm doing photo shoots. Okay. I like how it looked when my nails are being done, but when I go to the nail shop, I'm ready to go as soon as I walk in. Okay. I don't like it. I just don't. I just don't. So that is not self-care. It's a part of me like keeping myself up, presentation that I like to come to the world with, but that's not self-care for me. So you have to know, okay, what fills my cup? And when you set your boundaries and you do your self-care practices, you will start to feel more in control and less stress. So that way you can focus on what's important and give you the strength to even handle the challenges that you have to face in your journey on to parenthood. Like, we already have enough things that we have on our backs in the trying to conceive journey. So the last thing you want to do is allow people to run over you and make it even harder. Okay. And the last thing I want you to do is cultivate a supportive environment. This significantly impacts your journey. Okay. Whether it's through professional help, support groups, or faith-based communities like the one that I host, you have got to get that support. Okay. Surround yourself with supportive people. The Bible even says two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. So if either of them falls down, one can help the other up. This just reminds me, you know, you got to have somebody you can lean on to lift your spirits and give you strength and connect with people who understand. It is so important to connect with others who are going through a similar journey, whether it's you have the exact same diagnosis, that you're in the same age group or the same race, or you have different things, you know, that you both are navigating, you know, attending fertility support groups, you know, joining a coaching program like mine, or even engaging online and sharing experiences and advice that can provide comfort and reassurance. And one of the things that you have to remember when you're dealing with the raw emotions of this, sometimes it helps to have someone bring you back into perspective. I'll say this. I had a client of mine who she felt like she heard the Lord tell her when she was going to get pregnant, a specific month. And that specific month came and passed. And then when her period came on, it was devastating because she was like, I mean, I know I heard the Lord. I don't understand. Like, why would I hear that if this is not what God is going to do? And so one of the things that God helped me do with her in that moment is acknowledge her emotions and how you're feeling is right. But I also put into perspective, like, some of the things I believe she said were, I don't even know what to do anymore. We've done everything. And I was like, what? Hold on now. I know you're feeling upset. I know this is disappointing, but we have got to reflect on what is the situation exactly. You do know what to do. Don't downplay what you have learned or discount or shortchange the process. You know what to do. You just haven't been doing it long enough to see a reflection of having your body in the optimal condition to get pregnant. This is why, and the next point is seeking professional support for your community. This helps because as a fertility expert, I'm gonna give it to you real. I know you feel like you're doing everything, but the reality is, even if you are doing everything, the amount of time that you have to be doing, quote, everything, until you see a difference in your body can literally be 3 to 6 months. That's the reality. When you found the issue, so here's the example. We found what her issue was, which she had no idea. She had been trying for years. We found what her issue was and we began to fix it, but we had only been working on it for 30 days. So I'm saying all this, when you bring professional support in your community, the feeling of, I don't know what to do and I feel so hopeless, can it can limit that a little because you have someone with wisdom and direction who can show you, yes, we're working on this, but you still require more time to get to the other side, okay? Having a faith-based community is also super important, whether it's your church group, your prayer circles, you know, making sure you're sharing your prayers and finding comfort in scripture and knowing that others are praying for you gives you a different sense of peace and hope. Like back to my client who I was talking about, you know, I gave her permission for her feelings. I gave her reality of, hey, this is what, you know, on paper we have to see happen. But I also let her know I'm praying. I want it as bad as you do. Y'all, for my clients, I want it as bad as they do. Like I want, and sometimes I find myself where I feel like I want it more than them. I'm like, girl, I need you to do this, this, and this. And, you know, not for this particular client, but in general, there's been times where I'm like, here's the blueprint. I just need you to follow it. I just need you to walk it out. Here's the cheat code. You could skip months and years off your waiting if you would just stick to this and be committed to this process. And so having someone in the professional realm and then also having your faith-based support so we can round it out. And yes, we're going to do all these things in the natural, but spiritually, I got your back, sis. We pray in Jesus' name because we know he's Jehovah Rapha, a healer. And even if we do none of the things outlined in your 4S formula, God can still do a supernatural mighty thing. And the prayer on top of all the practice and the things that we need and the three topics that I gave you today, making sure that you understand your emotional landscape and set your boundaries and your self-care, and then having the right supportive environment, all of these things together, and you're seeking the Lord and being in his will, there's no way, I believe, that God cannot answer your prayer. So listen. As I conclude today's episode, I want you to remember that protecting your peace is essential for your fertility journey. Embrace self-awareness, setting healthy boundaries, fostering your supportive network. You are nurturing your emotional well-being. Trust in your path, knowing that you have the strength and the resilience to navigate this season with grace and hope. And if you feel stuck and you are struggling to navigate this season, I want you to start by coming to my complimentary God, Where is My Baby Masterclass? And I want you to come with, listen, I'm sending you a free workbook so that you can make sure that you are understanding everything that we cover in that masterclass. GodWhereIsMyBaby.com, you can register. Or the link is in the show notes. And I want you to come to this masterclass so you can understand some of the things that you are missing in this journey so that you don't have to have this courage and this faith through the emotional highs and lows for much longer. My goal is to see you pregnant this year. I want to see it for you. So come join us at the God Wears My Baby Masterclass. And at the end of that masterclass, I invite you to work with me, because the women who work with me are the ones who are more likely to get pregnant faster. Okay. So thank you so much for joining for another week. I can't wait to see y'all next week, and have a wonderful day.